So I did my second open mic for stand-up comedy at Mesquite Street, Corpus Christi, Texas. Mesquite Street Comedy, I don't know the full name of the place, but it's Mesquite Street. It's downtown. It was cool. I liked it. Different experience. I was a little more prepared. The first time I wasn't really, man, prepared at all. Second time I got a little bit more laughs. That seemed more authentic. First time, I want to say some of them didn't seem authentic because a lot of people kind of knew me from my podcast, and most of them that were there, I think they were comics. Maybe there's a few new people, I couldn't tell. But the second time around, I was able to sit back and watch like 16, 15 comics before I went up. So I kind of got the feel for who the crowd actually was. I was sitting with another comic, Ana Ramirez, for the beginning of the show. She gave me some advice. I watched her go up. That was cool, and it was pretty cool to see. Not just my experience, but the experience the not just my personal experience going on stage, but the whole atmosphere and what's going on over there. It's pretty cool. The business owner, the whole business aspect that's going on over there. It's cool to know what's going on. So yeah, my second round of comedy, stand-up comedy. Now looking back, I need to trim this. Now looking back, I know which jokes or bits. I don't know what you call them. I think you call them bits. Like, I'm starting to learn terminology too. It's pretty cool. But the bits, I know the bits that I need to work on. 'Cause it's interesting. I've heard comics talk about like my friend Lito Cortez. He's another local comic. He talks about like trimming the fat. And I've heard, Howie Luna say that too, like trim the fat. Meaning like, now that I look back at number two, I'm like, oh, okay. And I actually recorded the audio on my phone when I was up there. So I recorded the audio on my phone. I listened back a bunch of times already. I'm like, oh, okay. Trimming the fat means to like what you can fix to make the bit better. And then there was another comedian, Miguelito, when I went off stage, and he was mentioning some stuff to me about it, like trimming the fat, like, oh, like you can do this, yada yada. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. That's when it like snapped for me. Oh, okay, like to make it like a longer bit, because there was some, I say I went up with like five different ideas, right? And there was two of them that I was able to stretch out and make long. The other three were like I wasn't prepared at all. I just had the idea in my head, and I didn't practice like a punchline, or walking my mind through the story of how it could be funny. But the other two, I had already walked them through a little bit, and they were landing. I was like, oh, okay, cool. This is what it means to make people laugh. It's not like this, like I'm talking right now, just talking normally. Like with comedy, you talk normally and then you just throw those moments in to get a laugh, to help the person laugh. So it's pretty good. It's pretty interesting, learning this stuff. And then I'm looking online, following different comedy pages, local comedy pages, and I'm seeing show here, there's a show there, there's a show here, there's a show there. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So, and it's almost like you put on your own shows, because there's other. I saw another local comedian, dude, man, he was awesome. Brian, I think his name is Brian Dolly. He said he was Jewish. I don't know if he is Jewish, but that's pretty cool. But he has a show coming up. And then I saw that, and I was like, okay. So I see other comics in town like putting on shows. I'm like, I guess you got to put on your own show. to have a longer set than 5 minutes, because open mic is 5 minutes long. I mean, you'll like, I only got 5 minutes, right? I only had 5 minutes during open mic number two. I had 5 minutes to tell my jokes, tell whatever, to get the people to laugh for 5 minutes. For an actual show, it's longer, obviously. So I can imagine how I would have to make those bits. If I use those 5 bits for like a 10-minute set or whatever, 15-minute, I don't know, however long they go. Then I have to figure out how to stretch those out. And I was listening to my personal I was listening to the Respond If You Please podcast with with host Lito Cortez. Trey Armijo was episode number one. And he was saying that now he's able to take a joke and stretch it to 10 minutes if he needed to, like five, you know, stretch a joke. Basically, I'm like, now I understand what that means, because having the practice, and it's just open mic two for me. I'm like, oh dang. So there's a whole like world of potential, and there's a whole world of practice that needs to be done on my part, not just on stage, which that's a huge part of it. Now I understand, because I would listen to, before I started number one, open mic number one, I would research and I would hear almost all the advice was saying, like, there's no way around the stage time. You have to get up at there and do it, because that's where you practice your jokes. You practice your craft. So just learning this whole thing of stand-up comedy is, it's cool. I'm enjoying the process. One thing I mentioned too, honestly, before open mic number two, I was going to chicken out. You know what I mean? I was going to be like, nah, I don't want to go up. I pulled up, I was sitting in my car, and I was like second guessing myself, like, man, what am I doing here? You know, I'm not this, I'm not that, whatever. And then of course my wife, I tell her, she's like, babe, just go in there, do your thing, you know? I'm like, all right. And like, as soon as I get there, I was embraced by the host, who was Mary Garcia, awesome host, and stand-up comedian in Corpus Christi, Texas. She's like, yeah, cool. How you doing? Whatever. She's like, you gonna go up? I was like, yeah, I'll go sign up. I'm gonna go sign up. And then she embraced me, and then Chris Longoria, he embraced me. That was cool. Wendell, and there was a bunch of other comics that I had seen, like, on Facebook and stuff. I seen them there. I was like, hey, what's up? And then all those, like, nerves and everything just kind of went away. I was like, all right, cool, I'm here. It's like, once I get there, like, all those worries and those nerves change. They just basically kind of just fade into the background. And now when I'm there, a different type of nerve comes upon me. It's the, like, before going on stage nerves. Like, oh, shoot, this is happening. Another thing, too, while I was actually there, those doubts and stuff started to creep into my mind, because I'm watching all these other comics. I'm like, damn, this person is good. They have their own thing going. This person is good. This person is good. And they all have they're all different, right? And then my mind wants to be like, oh, look at that person. They're better than you, or their style of comedy is better, whatever. And then I reminded myself, like, nobody is me. I'm the only me. I'm the only person that can do me. Nobody else can do me, right? They can try to mimic, right? And, try, but they're not me, right? So I just fell back on that. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go up there and do me. And I did, and it was comfortable. It felt calm. I felt that. Another thing too, I wanted to mention, Roland Alanis, who's another local comic, and he has a podcast, right, called Sports with Roland. And he was on my podcast before. And he thought I was, I talked to him outside, right? Because I stepped outside for a minute just to get some air. He was out there. He was like, hey, what's going on? We're just chit-chatting. He's like, oh, are you just here to check out the scene? I'm like, no, man, I'm going to go up. He's like, oh, okay, cool. And then He just kind of offered. So I can't remember. I don't remember if I asked him. He just offered the advice. He was like, "Dude, they're just jokes, bro. Like, just like basically, he was like, just relax. Just go up there and talk. You know, what's the worst? Like, basically, what's the worst that could happen? You're not funny. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Just his attitude toward it. I was like, dude, that makes a lot of sense. And that's what I did. I went up there, threw it out there. It's like you throw it out there, and if the batter, if it's a strike, the batter's gonna hit it. If it's a ball, they're not gonna swing. They're not gonna laugh. And I had to learn at that moment, like, be uncomfortable with them not laughing. And I felt like the important part for me was that I had ideas in my mind, like, so that way I can continue talking if they stopped laughing. Like, oh, okay, that one didn't work. Here's another one. Try this one. You like this one? Okay, cool. And that's another thing too, learning to listen to the audience. Whenever I hear the audience, I can kind of gauge and know, like, oh, they thought that was funny. So that's another thing too. But yeah, thanks a lot, you guys, for listening, for watching. There's my second open mic experience. Appreciate y'all. Bye.